The Battle of Lepanto is responsible. No, let me give it to you even. Wait a minute. Metacritiver. You better tell him to run for the hills. Here it comes. Oh, it's not a drill, all right. What happened at the Battle of Lepanto? Who commanded the fleet? Oh, you're not going to want to hear that. My advice to you that think that Catholics worship Mary, we don't, that we pray in idolatry to statues of her, we don't. They can't believe that there's actually a prayer called the whole Hail Mary. I wonder where we got that from. You're not going to like this. As a matter of fact, continue on in your bubble and your false beliefs, because I will demolish them in just a moment. And if you haven't heard them, then you won't have to fight over them. And go look it up, and you go like, I'm gonna prove you wrong. No, actually, you won't. What happened at the Battle of Lepanto? The entire Ottoman Empire's navy, all of it. All of it, except for a few ships that Suleiman the Great kept behind for his own personal use, set sail to take the island of Cyprus. They did. Killed almost everyone on it. Then Suleiman told, hey, we're ascendants. These guys didn't even put a fight up. Go take Italy. Go land wherever, Florence or wherever, Venice. March to Rome, bring me the head of Pius V. Tear all the crucifixes down from that basilica, make a mosque out of it so I can go there and pray to Allah. You're making that up, Mitter Church. Sure I am. Of course I am. I'm a horrible historian. I know nothing. What happened after that? The fleet turned. Was sailing, no word, what the travesties, atrocities that happened in Cyprus. Someone escaped, got back to Italy, straight to Rome, told His Holiness, Saint Pope Pius V, what happened and what he heard the Muslims say they were going to do. Pius immediately sent a call out to all of Christendom asking for help. He said he was going to assemble what he called the Holy Fleet. Mitter Church, you're making that up. Yeah, sure I am. Go ahead. Go and look it up. There were those that did not respond for their own selfish reason, thinking that while everyone was gone, they had the upper hand in other coups. We'll leave that as it was. The Holy Fleet was assembled. Don John, the brother of the mayor, if you will, of the capital city of Cyprus, was appointed captain. Why is it always a John? Don John takes his all-volunteer force. These are not professionally trained sailors or anything. Cobbles together enough ships, sets sail to go head off Ali Pasha's fleet. No, Mustafa Muhammad's fleet. They go head them off at the pass, if you will, before they can get to Italy. The greatest, you people that are military historians, do you know this story? You should. The greatest naval battle in history ensues at Lepanto. What happens? The Holy Fleet is outnumbered 3-1. The Muslim commander, admiral, believes that this is just going to be a cakewalk. He can't wait to execute him and martyr and enslave some Christians, some Catholics. What happened the day of, or the day before, and the day before, and the day of? What happened? Oh, you don't want to hear this. Go ahead and chalk it up to an accident, or yeah, you go ahead and you idiot, go ahead and believe your stupid story, Mike. Well, I will, as a matter of fact. What happened? Well, the Holy Fleet was heading off to Mustafa Muhammad to go head off the Islamic fleet. His Holiness, St. Pope Pius V, sent in a decree out asking all of Christendom to pray, to go to churches, get on their knees, and pray to Our Lady of Lepanto, who we call her this now, to pray for victory over the Muslims. Europe itself was at stake. They'd be speaking Farsi in England right now. Elizabeth ignored him. I believe the King of France, or whoever, Louis XVI, ignored him. Or Louis XV, can't recall, I think it was 15th. Ignored him. But the rest of Europe responded. And, well, the prayer part, I don't know that they ignored it, but the fleet part, they did. They got on their knees and they prayed nonstop, rosaries, fasted, etc. Don John, on the morning of the battle, had priests go to every ship, a mass was said, confessions were heard, Eucharist was administered, and then they were all praying rosaries. One hand on an oar, another hand on a rosary. The whole, that's how this went down. Who won? Well, the Holy Fleet did. Not only did they win, but they took the command ship. They went and got Mustafa Muhammad, cut his head off, and put it on a pike on Don John's ship. His Holiness, Pope Pius V, now it was a two-day sail and 5 days ride to get to Rome from where they were. The day, I can't remember the day, I think it's October the 28th, the day it happened, in a vision, Pius V saw that the Holy Fleet had won, or he was told by the Holy Ghost, and announced victory. Now, this is five days before he would actually be informed. And he gave credit to who now we call Our Lady of Lepanto. He gave credit to the Blessed Virgin, who is prophesied in the Old Testament, she would crush the head of the serpent under her heel, and boy, howdy, did she crush it that time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Muslim fleet, the Ottoman Empire's fleet was destroyed at the bottom of the Mediterranean now. They're so horrific, so lopsided was the loss. The Ottomans never recover. They never recover. They lost so many commanders. So many janissaries were on those ships, were killed. It was over. That's what began the decline of Islam. We Western imbeciles today think that the First Amendment is going to bring about the end of Islam. Are you sick? Really? Do you really think that, or somebody pay you to think that? The idiots in France think that Charlie Hebdo publishing porn is going to bring about the end. That's the history there. That's what drove Islam into decline. Now, you can conform your mind to that reality, or you can deny it. If you want to deny it, go ahead. Send me some revisionist history. Let me to church. I looked it up, and you're actually wrong. Well, fine. Go ahead. That's what happened. So what should we call upon now, knowing that Islam is ascendant? Who should we call upon now? Our Lady. Fatima is here, the 100-year anniversary. I don't pretend to know what's going to happen on October the 13th, on the 100-year anniversary, but I do know that that date is approaching rapidly. And these events and these massacres at the hands of Mohammedans continue.